Dear Heart Dwellers, may God reward you for your faithfulness on His channel. Well, my dear family, the Lord brought to my attention that there was a drop in views and comments on our channel and asked me to pray much harder for our listening family because we are all under attack, and also to spend a little more time on the messages, which I've been feeling anyway, so I've been picking out more scriptures. Anyway, Ezekiel and I were feeling pretty badly and blaming ourselves for not being on it more. Those surgeries and sickness, personnel changes and betrayals have been hitting us really hard for the past 3 months. These have been strong sacrificial months, draining a great deal out of us. And the Lord is allowing these attacks as an offering for our nation. That makes it a little easier to take. The Lord had just given me communion readings about His disciples deserting Him after He spoke about His body and blood. And I wondered why. What does this have to do with us, Lord? And in the 6th chapter of John, after He had fed the crowd, they had crossed over to the other side of the lake in anticipation, knowing that that's where He was sailing to. What must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." So they asked Him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." At this, the Jews there began to grumble about Him, because He said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can He now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from Him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And this bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." The Lord had just given me communion readings about his disciples deserting him after he spoke about his body and blood. And I wondered why. What does this have to do with us, Lord? He has also been asking me to be content if I'm overlooked, judged as being unimportant, while others are spoken about and applauded. Actually, I'm very happy in that place. It feels secure. I have nothing to defend. It all belongs to the Lord. So after communion today, in a time of worship, Jesus stopped and asked me to begin writing. We danced for quite a while to worship songs, and he held me so tenderly and kissed my left index finger, the one with the aquamarine ring from the Father. "Jesus, you were so very intensely loving to me, looking deep into my eyes with such exquisite tenderness and love. I hardly know what to say. I am so melted. I just want to reciprocate and love you with my life. My actions bring glory to you, Jesus, through my poor little vessel that's been so quickened by you." He answered me in a soft voice, "And you will." He said, "It's a long road, Claire, and you're almost there. A bit more, just a bit. What do you have for your bride tonight, Lord?" "Wishful thinking," he said. "Thinking that every day brings us closer to the wedding day I have for so long anticipated. It is a long time for me too, my love. Waiting is not any easier for me. And besides, I can see more clearly what still awaits this earth and how many are not ready. And my heart pines for them. I send my angels to prepare them, but the busyness of their lives keeps them preoccupied." "Yes, Lord, I know about that, since Martha is my proverbial middle name." "Indeed you do," he answered. "But I see your heart, Claire, and it resembles Mary's more every day as you grow weary with the endless demands of life. This is why I have brought you competent help, so we can get on with what's really important. And it is right and good to share with them that their reward in heaven is great, as they're contributing to this ministry, so they shall be rewarded. Though it not be understood or accepted right now, in truth, anyone who gives a cup of cool water, and when he started that, I looked up the scripture and finished the sentence for him. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, truly I tell you, he will never lose his reward. That's Matthew 10:23. Jesus continued, I wish to elaborate on this scripture. Understand, my people, it is your faithfulness to those around you that will accompany you into heaven with great reward. It is not those who begin and abandon the right way that will receive the reward. It is the ones who persevere during dry times, during the dull times, during the unwanted times. If they persevere in holiness and faithfulness through all their trials, they will be greatly rewarded. It is not what tickles your ear, what you like to hear, what you avoid hearing, that makes the difference. It is your faithfulness. Life is full of contradictions. I would wish to make it sweet for you each day, but some days are flat and difficult and a test of faith. Right now there are many who should be here on this site to receive this counsel, but they are occupied in flashy news, gossip, and slander. Many who should be listening in are looking for the latest tantalizing news about the news. Many who should be seeking me on a deeper level have grown weary with going deeper and wandered back into the shallow waters. The shallow waters have pretty shells. They're warm. There are no threatening sharks. They're close to the comforts of home, the pier, the beach blanket, relaxation. They became weary with the strong currents and cold waters of a choppy sea, so they've wandered off to their comforts. Who is left? The ones who would die for me. The ones who know I have the words of everlasting life. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. That's John 10:5-27. The Lord continued, you remember yesterday's communion readings? Yes, your disciples deserted you when you said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood, or there is no life in you. They didn't understand that you were not talking about cannibalism. He replied, yes, isn't that funny? Well, no, Lord, that's sad. And why didn't they understand that? Because they didn't recognize and know you, Jesus. And as you said later in the scriptures, the Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. That's John 6, starting at 63. He replied, exactly. Then did I not say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them? That's verse 65. Yes, Lord. This is also why I gave you the rhema. Many say many things, but they are not to be taken seriously. And the other one I gave you, this is not about personal rejection. This is warfare. Allow me to strengthen you. I've gotten that several times recently. So there are two factors involved here, he continued. One is that I have said some difficult things on this channel lately. Things that are challenging comfort zones, personal tastes, and preferences. Some would like to spend all their time in the wedding chamber with no blood, sweat, and tears. But my bride resembles me. That is how I recognize her. And my life on earth was anything but a chamber of delights. I am forming souls on this channel, Claire. Some can't wait to get to heaven, so they rivet themselves in front of channels that feed on the rapture and world events leading up to it. A little of that was necessary, but did I not say that you had 3 years, almost a year ago? He did, and nobody believed me, and a lot of people left our channel. He continued, the point is, while some are seeking entertainment, listening to channels that are constantly feeding on the coming catastrophes and approaching rapture, others have taken me seriously and have gone to work, finding creative ways to bring souls into my kingdom. Oh, I highly commend them, and they are the ones who stay here. They are the ones that know they are getting direction from me. Life-changing direction. They heard my voice when they came here and have been faithfully following my directions. They are the ones, may I say, that can look forward to the rapture. Others who are avoiding using their time and talents for my kingdom, because they don't think there's any time left, by the way. Well, it will not go well for them on that day. I'm not saying they will not be raptured, but they wasted time. They wasted life. They live for their own reward on a future day and refuse to invest their talents to help in the harvest. You have been through some very rough waters the last few months. I have continued to give you good, solid teachings, though you were weighed down by suffering and betrayal. You could have worked harder, prayed harder, and applied yourself a bit more. But in all honesty, you have worked very hard and with great integrity. You have never once put out a message to tickle ears and draw viewers. For this I commend you, because a great many fall to this temptation. And on this channel I have challenged many and said things that were not to their liking, and so they turned away. But I am still here. I am still teaching, and I'm proud of those who have waded through the things they didn't want to hear and obeyed. They are growing. They are climbing the summit with me. They are facing difficult challenges and decisions every day. And they are here because they know my voice, and they laid down their lives for me. Issue number 2, he continued, is that your audience has been under attack by demons of distraction, lying, gossip, and calumny. By the way, just to be sure, I looked up calumny, the making of false and defamatory statements in order to damage someone's reputation, a false and slanderous statement, like what they're doing to President Trump. He continued, and they have been struggling through some of the messages and getting upset when there were times without messages. Some are less matured in their walk with me and do not recognize the enemy's fingerprints, but by the lies. Lord, it's funny that you should mention distractions. I just had a very dear lady write to me and tell me she's not been able to finish listening to my messages because she gets barraged with distractions the moment she tries to listen. And so she hasn't finished several for quite a while. Yes, my love, Jesus continued. Your precious listeners are being attacked, and I need your prayers for them. They cannot fight this on their own. To you, heart dwellers, I say, this is the work of the enemy trying to steal my direction from you. They hate this channel, because this channel is dangerous to their agenda. This channel encourages you to fast and pray, forgive wrongs, to work hard for me, to avoid the media, and to take responsibility for your government, to love and support the poor, and so many, many other instructions that have been very damaging to the kingdom of darkness. To you who have been struggling to stay with this channel, I say buckle up, stay seated, don't change course. You are being sifted, and breakthrough will come. Really, I have much in store for you to enrich your lives. You have persevered and not run around seeking comfort from this prophecy and that. You have embraced what is precious and rejected what is vain. I know you are weary. I know you get disappointed. And I know you are faithful to pray and hold on to what is good and right. Your reward is coming, my dear ones. Truly, you are among my most faithful believers, and you continue to bless me every day by your faithfulness. What did I say to those who didn't turn their backs on me? And I looked it up in John 6. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. By the way, the address of that scripture is John 6, verses 66. Then Jesus asked the 12, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." "And to you I say," Jesus continued, "I am here. I am leading you. It's not always pretty. In fact, it is painfully trying. But I also say, have I not continued to be at your right hand, leading and whispering things to you for your guidance and edification? Am I not closer to you now than ever before? Am I not sharing more and more of my life and concerns with you because I have found you to be faithful and caring, loving me more than yourselves? For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." That's Matthew 16:25. Yes, I say yes, that and so much more. We are intimately bonded together, and my words resound in your hearts as truth for your times. My invitation to you to dance with me, to lay your head upon my heart, to express your deepest feelings freely to me, has opened a door to intimacy that you have never experienced before, because with great suffering comes great intimacy with me, closeness, tenderness, understanding, and spiritual growth that will visit you with sublime ecstasy on the day I take you to myself. Yes, that day is coming, but you did not hide your talents until I returned. No, you put them to use and produced spiritual children, and with you I am well pleased. You indeed will enter into your master's joy.